This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you planted tomatoes this year, you may need to be patient before they're ready for harvest. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone, says that a variety of factors may be pushing back the maturity date. Greg, I imagine you get a lot of questions about tomatoes. It is, I guess, the number one crop that most vegetable gardeners are going to be growing. In terms of what we're seeing this year, it looks like we're maybe a little bit behind schedule.
Yeah, they're staying green a little bit longer than maybe some years, and it's all weather-related, temperatures mainly. Once it gets hot, the kind of plants slow down, especially for flowering and producing the fruit itself. So it's all based on temperatures. I don't know if we can do much about that. We'll just have to wait it out and see what happens.
What are we seeing? Are we seeing any disease problems too?
We're getting quite a bit of moisture, at least here in Riley County, and so we are seeing some septorial leaf spot, which is pretty common to have. Not a lot we can do as far as planning for it now. I like to space my tomato plants out quite a bit. You know, sometimes you space them 2 or 3 feet apart. In my situation, I just plant them in one side of the garden and another one over in another side of the garden, give them a lot of air circulation around there. If you see some spots, you can always pick those leaves off because they kind of do progress up to the plant. So septorial leaf spots, black spots on the leaves, and the leaves will eventually turn brown and shed themselves, but the disease can progress. There are disease-resistant products that we can use, such as Daconil or something with some fungicide that's labeled for septorial leaf spot. Occasionally, they get some other diseases. Bacterial speck is an issue when we have lots of moisture here in the summertime. Unfortunately, that is a bacteria. There's not really a fungicide for that. So that one, you just have to kind of play it out. Watch our watering practices. Make sure we're just keeping the soil moist and not watering the leaf tissue.
We have been having that hot weather, and that slows things down. If we can get some cooler temperatures, that would help a lot.
It does. And if you start to see some tomatoes ripening, called the breaker stage, starting to turn a little pink, they're really not going to produce any more flavors for them. So I would go ahead and harvest those, even though they don't look quite ripe. We can make them look better, color up better if we bring them in the house where it's around 70, 75 degrees. You'll get good-looking tomatoes that way. That also helps prevent some of our issues. Say we have an overabundance of rain at one time, we get some cracking going on. I see some stink bugs out there, and they'll feed on the skin. Not a huge issue, but maybe something you don't want going on. So if you can get these harvested when they're mature, maybe not color that you want, so we can prevent maybe some other issues that may develop before we can harvest them.
Mainly just leave those on the counter then?
Yeah, basically, just it's temperature related. And so, yeah, you can just leave them on the counter wherever you want to store them, not in the refrigerator. That'll slow it down again. So just somewhere that's a more favorable temperature for us and for the tomatoes themselves.
Do we ever give tomatoes a boost of nitrogen or anything like that, any fertilizing?
They are very vigorous plants as far as their root systems, and they can probably extract any of the nitrogen that's in your soil. I'm assuming you do some soil improvement from season to season, adding some compost or something. So extra nitrogen is not really a benefit for our established tomatoes, maybe when you're first getting them going. But right now, I wouldn't worry about adding nutrients probably.
And this is our first harvest that we're coming up on?
Yeah, I've had some people have some harvest. Mine are still green, like a lot of people. But patience is the thing. I remember one year was really hot, and we didn't really have a harvest until September. It's a long time to wait for your tomato, but that's the way that the weather produces our crop.
And then we can do another planting as well, right?
Well, if you could start some of your own, probably the stores are out of tomatoes, and so you'd want to get a crop that matures as quickly as possible so we get some harvest here before we get into frost. And of course, there's some ways to manage cold weather, so you could put some fabric over it, something like that, to trap the heat around it to extend our growing season. One of the great publications that K-State has is the Kansas Garden Guide, so seek that out. Has a section there on season extension for your crops as well.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Riley County, Greg Eystone. The Kansas Garden Guide is available online and through the K-State Research and Extension Bookstore or through local county and district extension offices. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.